we are responding to Chairman Mahmoud Abbas' declaration from today's meeting of the Palestinian government in Ramallah, saying that, in his words, we will not accept money transfers from Israel because they are incomplete. That's in his words. And we have three Palestinian officials responding to these words. I'll say we have three different explanations about these words. We have first the foreign minister, Riyad al-Maliki, saying that he's offering actually a more literally understanding. He says we will not accept the money because the money does not include the amount intended to pay the salaries of terrorists behind bars and the families of killed territories, in his terminology, shuhada, martyrs, obviously. That's the first explanation. We have another explanation of another Palestinian official named Ashraf al-Ajrami, who is the former Minister of Prisoners Affairs, who says the Palestinian Authority refuses to accept the money because Israel is violating the agreements, referring obviously to the Oslo agreements. So that's another wider explanation, I would say. And the last Palestinian official I would like to quote is the new prime minister recently appointed at March 10th, 2019, just a month and a half ago, named Mohammad Shtayyeh. And Shtayyeh says he actually offers a more profound explanation and says we will not accept Israeli money because we do not accept the continuation of the status quo in all levels, considering the political level, the legal level, the economic, and most of all, the security relationship with Israel, which has to be to be looked at from the beginning nowadays because of the Trump's plan.
Now, so Israel deposited this money straight into the PA's bank account because it believes the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank is facing a serious financial crisis. How bad is this crisis and what are the possible implications for Israel?
Okay, I believe the crisis is quite severe these days, because you have to consider the taxes and fees constitutes more than 2/3 of the Palestinian income. So actually the Palestinian Authority cannot function without this amount. And of course the main fear is of total collapsing of the Palestinian Authority. I would say that the fear is quite severe. And we have to be more precise and to think of the general atmosphere at the West Bank, because there's an element of public stress within exactly a week from now, on May the 6th, 2019, next Monday, all Muslims will start beginning the holy month of Ramadan, and including the Palestinians. So that fear of not being able to celebrate the holy month of Ramadan is actually an element of public stress upon Chairman Abbas and upon all Palestinian officials. And that's why the crisis is quite severe.
You mentioned in passing that the one of the reasons for not accepting the money is ahead of the unveiling of the American peace plan. The PA says publicly that they will refuse to even discuss these proposals. Do you think they'll stick to this hardline position? And do you think they will have any support in the Arab world for such a position?
Well, the Arab world is another thing and the Palestinians is another thing. I'd say that until now they're all united in emphasizing that there is no alternative to the two-state solution. That's the main thing the Palestinians care about. And they still don't accept Trump's plan, what is called the deal of the century, because it does not talk precisely about the two-state solution. We have to remember that all our information is from leaks and rumors. We don't have the plan in front of us. So what we're talking about is actually is not formal yet, okay? But we have to believe the Palestinians when they say they will not accept Trump's plan because they want, first of all, East Jerusalem as capital, and second, they want the 1967 borders. And that's hard to believe that the Trump's plan will give them. So I believe until now, we don't see any reasons to believe the Palestinian will accept the Trump's deal, what is called deal of the century. And also major Palestinian officials will also make it hit the dead end because they do not get what they precisely want, which is the East Jerusalem as capital and the 1967 as borders of the future Palestinian state.